Magical Play, Tracing with Fingers, Nimita Play, Contagious Colors, Putting Blue in Your Balls.
Flaming vulva and the vulvas and the blue balls.
You have fun keeping it there, Daniel.
So in the evenings, we would have magical play sessions. They involved looking at the Nimita and then tracing with your finger or a wand in the air, maybe draw a magical symbol, maybe put the Nimita on your finger and draw with that. And you just practice moving your fingers, watching the tracing and closing your eyes and seeing the shapes that you trace. We did some work with contagious colors where we would look at each other's tracing, the energy balls, and try to see each other's colors or put colors in. One other thing that's really interesting is after doing the Fire Casino practice for a while, you start seeing traces similar to like DXM or other drug psychedelic type traces. When you do Fire Casino for a while, you move your hand, you can sort of see a visual trace behind it. And if you keep doing it, you can see colors and sparks and all sorts of interesting things.
Something that was helpful for me in that was to start by looking at my fingers and noticing a little bit of the wavy, tiny little patterns that were emanating off the tip of my fingers and starting there. And then not necessarily needing to look for a huge gust of purple wind right away, but just staying really subtle by my fingertips helped really open me up to the whole practice.
It starts very, very small and faint, but you can notice it, let it grow.
I really enjoy the headspace that magical play puts me in, and to share this headspace with others.
Tarot cards were fun. Access to things like that.
A couple of us were drawing tarot cards, and I found it, for me, wonderful to have something to reflect with, to meditate with, to kind of imagine the archetypes and to see how I felt about that in that moment and resonate or not resonate with, and have a touch point to meditate with that gave me a sort of a pattern that came into the sequentiality of the week as well, and my own progression and development, and reflecting with those touch points as well as with the actual revelations.
Didn't have to be mappy to appreciate the value of maps.
So I realized that this practice has a lot of maps, or people refer to maps a lot, which I found a bit intimidating because my mind doesn't really work that way. And yet, by the end of the 2 weeks, I could understand why they have value, and I felt more willing to engage with them and understand them. And part of what I mean is sometimes I would be in a bad space, and a map of what's happening might indicate that the next space won't be so bad, and there are particular sequences that seem to be typical. And so that was a great relief to know that I wouldn't be stuck in this bad place, which indeed is what happened. I turned into a better space.
It's really helpful to have someone normalize things, whether that's just seeing gray, seeing the murk, color wash, or, you know, being in a difficult period of the cycle, to know it's okay and just keep practicing. Fire Casino taking care of the mapping for you.
Yeah, from a certain point of view, the images will just show you what you need to see and progress in the sequence they need to progress in. And just by watching the colors and their shapes and their movements and the spaces change and seeing how the sequences change, the colors themselves are showing you where you are. You don't necessarily need any other maps unless something's throwing you off your game, like an emotion, or like a lack of curiosity or faith or patience. The colors themselves, the images, become the guideposts, and you begin to recognize your own internal sequences and how those are going to go on these retreats. And the specifics may be different from previous retreats that you've done or previous retreats someone else has done or what someone else is having on that same retreat. But the patterns of the colors themselves are the things that show you where you are, because that's what's going on.
Not fitting everything into Vipassana terminology.
I have my own familiar set of stages or sequences that I find myself moving through during psychedelic journeys, of which I've had several.
Uh,
And I think it's important for a lot of people who will have done psychedelics before coming to this practice to know that any techniques or familiar states and stages that they know from their tripping sessions will apply to the casino practice. So don't necessarily come and try and reference Vipassana stages and terminology if you already have your own, because I found it really empowering and useful to be able to just stick to my own map and find that it was doing what it was supposed to.
To me, like very detailed 12-stage Vipassana maps were more confusing than helping during the part of the retreat when I really tried to put myself on the given map. On the other hand, this more a little bit generalized Vipassana map of epic experiencing that's usually gonna go away, and then this quite deep dip into a darker territory, and then eventual resurfacing from the darker territory and expecting this whole circle to repeat regularly, was very helpful psychologically, and it just put my head in the right space to understand it's gonna be going on and that there's nothing strange or unusual about it.
Really appreciated openness and support to planet mapping.
Again, if you do have your own maps of the states and stages that you find yourself moving through when you're doing visualization practice, it's good to know that on a Fire Casino retreat, the people around you, certainly on this retreat, have been very open to sharing those and everybody using their own techniques and familiar sequences.
And we had some discussion of mapping with the different planets and how that would fit in with other maps.